Simply Done, the podcast network.
Go through, Perry.
How are you, dude?
Hey, let me smell it!
Is that your fake fanny pack, your real one? Fake. This is the fake one?
Well, what a weekend, huh, Mole?
What, again, Windy Weekend is last weekend, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
That was a wild weekend.
You were there.
Yes. Yes. I had had some apple cherry with tobacco.
I know that.
Not inside my place, though.
Yeah. Oh, you everybody know, was smoking it, inside your place.
Nobody was smoking.
Yeah, they were.
You know what is smoking? This tune right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. Happy remnants of Windy Weekend. I'm your pal, Don.
I'm Maul.
And I'm not feeling good, but I'm scary.
Oh, no, scary master. What happened? You still hung over, huh? A lot of dudes at your place last weekend.
I'm just beat up.
There were a lot of dudes there.
I'm just, like, wiped the fuck out.
Yeah.
Was that the most dudes you've had in your apartment at one time? Or you
That's the most people I've had in my apartment at one time.
But we're talking
and
dudes.
Dudes, girls, whatever.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was actually exciting, yeah.
I see you're wearing the toaster Arkansas.
I'm wearing Toaster's shirt here. I've got the wrestling shirt inside, and I also have the Navy shirt on.
So you wore all the shirts that people gave to you?
Not all of them, just some of them.
You know, it's nice to see you wearing just one shirt, let alone three, you know. But the second you get in your apartment, you're like, let me take my shirt off, get a little more comfortable. Let me tape this mic to my chest.
I didn't say that.
Really?
That wasn't you that said that?
Who's in that picture? Who's all the pictures? And how'd you cook your chili? All naked, or what'd you do?
Yeah, what the deal was that? I see all these pictures.
Because I was getting super hot.
So you got naked making everybody's chili.
In front of Lisa.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying I like your style.
It was pretty cool.
The story I heard is Perry was busy singing in the shower, and then his chili was boiling, and he didn't want anyone else to touch it, so he ran out naked in front of Lisa and Nick to fix it.
Exactly.
And that's what was on the internet.
Exactly.
This is why you got fired from Caro's.
Caro's? I never worked at Caro's.
It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. Do you not get jokes?
But he's not funny.
Surfer bird, surfer bird. Bird is the word.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you doing? Well, anyway, this show today, we're not even going to have $10 shout-outs. Today, it's all about the Windy Weekend and the thing that people miss. Now, last week...
Just trying to piece together exactly what happened.
What do you mean?
Just trying to...
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, or Monday night? Which night?
Just trying to put it all together. Just trying to get a timeline just to get things straight.
Well, maybe we can help you out today because we do have little segments of things that went off stage and that people at home didn't get a chance to see. I understand that VPN did a crackerjack job getting that out to people live.
Yeah, everyone watched it and liked it a lot.
Except when it kept going off the air.
Oh, well, you know, you never know what shows are going to stay on the air these days. You know?
Right, exactly.
Stuff gets pulled quick.
I'll say this. Wouldn't have happened to Norm MacDonald. Wouldn't have happened to Adam Carolla. What we should do, because today is kind of like recapping the Windy Weekend a little bit. So we're going to go back. We're going to play some clips from that. Like this one. On Friday night, you've heard the podcast, but there was a thing that happened after the podcast that I thought we should bring up here. This is where the fans are hanging all around, and yet Perry was starting to get irritated by them. Do you remember this at all?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is before or after he punched Wandez. Kristen / Wandez.
Wait.
That was on Saturday, actually, at the movie.
God, it's all so blurry, man.
I know it. This was on...
I'm in the fog. I don't remember hitting anybody.
All right. Well, we'll go over that.
Other than William Randolph Hearst.
Okay. Well, we'll go over the whole thing.
Okay.
This is where people were touching you, and you were freaking out on Friday night. Do you remember that at all?
Where were we?
On stage of the Comedy Store. It was after the show. Oh, forget it. Let's play the tape.
this way.
Yeah, yeah.
Go! Oh, my God.
Look over this way.
Let's go!
Right here. Right here, camera.
Let's go.
Smile. Look over these guys.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Sit down.
Rock and roll, baby.
Lose the coat.
No, you touch the coat again, I'm gonna fucking break your face.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna kill you.
Calm down.
I'm getting tired of being touched.
Calm down.
Let's get these fucking fuckers away from me.
What are you doing?
You're pissing me off, you fuck.
Now, do you remember?
I think so.
That part's coming
back. A little bit.
Even though you heard it, you still don't remember.
I do remember a young lady trying to sit on me at...
That was Jessica from the Ding Dong Show.
No. Not when Jessica was trying to sit on me. The woman from Arizona.
On stage at the Comedy Store?
No. At the theater.
We're still on
Friday night. You want us to move to Saturday and the movie?
Other stuff happened Friday night. How about when you're yelling at me when I tried to use your magic marker for 2 seconds? How about when you jumped on Terrifying Tim when he was trying to propose love to you?
You should have married him, I'll tell you.
Oh, fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Why would you
I'm
say fuck?
I'm not gay.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not a homosexual.
Right. You don't think could make a nice life
I'm
together?
I'm not a homosexual.
All right, listen to this. He rents the next apartment, 7722 apartment. I'm sorry, blah, 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 apartment 10, and you knock down that wall. I know you're going to be kicking out your neighbor, Jodhpur.
The little Asian guy that's next to you. That guy said you were pretty loud sometimes. Your neighbor?
He's the 101?
Maybe 102, 3.
I'm in 101. I'm in 102.
103.
Would you stop saying that in the air, please?
I know.
Well, everybody knows where the fuck I live.
Where do you live?
7.5 million people over
You're
there.
Like the president of the White House. You know what I mean? That's like the White House.
Yeah, almost.
Everybody knows. You're such a public figure. People just know where you live. That's why if you married Terrifying Tim...
I'm not gay!
You guys could get off the grid. You could really
God
just...
damn! You're so into this marrying a... fucking homo.
It's not marrying a fucking homo. Listen to me for 1 second. You have in the past. Wait a second.
It's wrong.
Why is it wrong?
Biblically, it's wrong.
Okay. Compound, Wyoming. You guys can do whatever you want. Write your own laws. Start your own community.
And here's the real thing. At least I would look at it. You're constantly trying to find ways to scam the government, to scam
Shut
other
the
people.
Fuck up.
You bleed the beast. You go up there, you bleed the beast for all you can.
I'm scamming the government.
To a certain extent. Now, let's say this. You marry Terrifying Tim. He's a multimillionaire. You're part of that. You put your two skateboard companies together, it would be unbelievable.
I will tell you one thing, though, Scaremaster, and just listen to this, okay? Just listen to this.
Then you divorce them.
If any part of your brain, the back of your brain, thinks that there's some possibility of this happening, you have to think that you got to get those wheels in motion so that you two can be sitting at a Red Sox World Series game together, and America can see the two of you. I know it's going to be tough when they're doing the national anthem. You're going to have to... maybe fake it.
You will never see me sitting anywhere with that temper puke, okay?
Did you see what they did, the Boston Red Sox?
At the game the other night?
Dedicated the whole thing to Terrifying Tim?
Because they all grew beards.
There's only three players that grew beards.
What do you think
only
this is about,
players.
Dude?
Count them. When the World Series starts, you look at how many people grew beards, and that's all because of an honor of Tim Perpetic's release.
It's not an honor of Tim Perpetic.
He's a local Boston
guy.
Never.
You should be a little honored because you know you at least know the guy. You're pals with the guy.
I know the guy. Yes,
and the guy
I'm
wants
not
to marry you.
The guy,
you are too.
I'm not gay.
It's flattering.
I'm not a homosexual. I will never marry any male subject ever. Period. Over and out.
You've always talked about you'll let somebody blow you or something.
Hey, don't talk about that shit! You're the one that's bringing it up, fucking homo!
You want to wait and listen to the end of this? And you'll say, it'll cost $10 billion. You'll say something like that. You've never said anything like that. You're a liar.
I've said stuff like that, yeah.
You married Tim Perpetic. There's your $10 billion.
I don't need it. Right. I won't do it.
Well, then let's go on with some other things that happened. Now, during the movie, we're not going to go through all the outbreaks, but there was one in particular that I thought was really kind of crazy. And I feel bad for Mole because...
This is during the movie?
This is during the movie. And we're going to play this clip. This is when you were talking about Steven Seagal. And then I heard it. Mole heard it. You said that you wished you were more like Steven Seagal. Mole was trying to say to you that Steven Seagal should be more like you. That's the way he should
That's
be thinking.
That's how I feel.
And then you went ballistic.
I don't remember that.
Well, let's play the tape.
I like to compare myself to a Steven Seagal.
Exactly. That's what you
Let go of my fucking goat. Let go of my fucking goat.
Let himself as you.
Let
I think Seagal wishes he was more like you.
My this might just coat. Be. Whoa. So,
yeah.
Right?
Whoa is Whoa. Right.
You, who goes off full on Steven Seagal there?
Why?
Well, I mean, Seagal's a nice guy and everything. I mean...
Mole was trying to be nice to you, and you went that crazy
on
him.
You know, and can I say one thing about Seagal?
Sure.
A little Caramello connection.
What's that?
He played in his Under Siege movies kind of a character that's based loosely on a military cook.
You what? Think it's about Cookie?
That's what they
it's
say.
It's not about my dad.
Really?
You don't know
look,
that.
Look,
really?
Look, look, look,
have you
look,
seen
look.
Under Siege?
The one,
have you seen
the
Under
one
Siege?
Film
have you seen
that
it? He sticks, he jams that knife in Tommy Lee Jones' skull, and he's holding it like, and he's like, yeah, I gripped the shaft. He like grips the shaft. He's like, and just like stab him,
right.
stab him.
Yeah.
It's very homoerotic.
What's the matter, Perry?
You guys make me sick.
We make you sick.
You guys make me sick with this gay shit.
Nobody's saying anything about you being gay at
all. Let
me
ask you one question, okay?
Look, the only time I remember working in a movie, crossing the street as Steven Seagal, I think it was the first Under Siege.
You got to be kidding me.
Over,
so
I did a double. Oh. I played as a double as Seagal, crossing the street for him. Outside
this
of
is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking
MacArthur
about.
MacArthur Park.
It comes together, okay? So listen. He's playing your dad, a version of your dad.
Yep.
You're playing him. It's like
two worlds meeting.
Why would he play a version of my father?
It's just crazy.
He's the cook who battles against Eric Bogosian.
You see
and
what
Gary Busey.
I think that when your mother
and
father
Jones's head.
When your mother and father got a divorce, I think you kind of separated yourself a little from your father.
I was 6 years old.
You
How
don't,
could I have separated
You
myself?
Don't realize
what a, hero
what a
he
big
is.
Deal
I was
he
six
was.
Years old at the
All
time.
Right. Well, I'm
you
just telling
be
you.
Proud of you should be proud
you really
of your
should
I'm
be.
I'm very proud of my parents.
He did something for the Navy that no one else had the guts to do.
I don't remember.
Stick a giant knife in Tommy Lee Jones's skull.
I was thinking more of the
you're gonna steal the
don't
nukes,
ask,
dude.
Don't tell, but that's fine.
My father
anyway, let's go
was
on
a
with
part
this.
Of All right, the Korean War.
I understand. Let me get back to this.
Don't ask, don't tell.
There was one other great thing that happened during the movie that I think settled a lot of people in the way that they feel, and that was who knocked over the table.
Thank you.
No,
right there.
Well,
Scaremaster.
As
what the fuck there.
As you know,
I turned around when you just grabbed when you grabbed the table and you
okay. Well,
kicked it to the
Perry,
ground.
May I finish what I'm saying? May I finish what I'm saying?
Or such a
May
shit,
I finish what I'm saying?
Right, a fucking head.
Before the movie, we asked the audience when the table is knocked over, we would like you to yell out who you
oh,
think
yeah, they're
going to
be
table.
On your sides because...
Why? There's no sides.
Of
Why?
Course there's sides.
Why is there sides? There's no sides. You're the star of the movie. They should be on your side. Anyway, let's listen...
But it's a joke to not be on my side and to be on
Why
your side.
Why is it a joke?
Because it's funny when they see me get mad.
I don't find it funny.
Get me out of the system.
I can't do that.
Get me out of the system.
Can't do that.
Why not?
I'll tell you why. Because as far as things go, you made a big step, but you can't be removed from... the system.
What?
Not yet. You got to prove yourself more.
talk to Tom. Stay in very close contact with
your publicist,
Tom Brennan. Please.
What is happening with you and Nick?
Nick's my manager, but he's not Tom Brennan.
What does that
Nick
mean?
Nick can't get me out of the system. He can't do what Tom Brennan does to get me removed from the system. You can get me out of the system.
You got to go full on Casey Ryback, dude.
Also, Mole, since you're in close contact with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Okay. Please talk to Anthony Hopkins.
What do you want me to tell him?
Ask him to help get me out of the system, too.
Dude, that guy's so far removed from the system that he doesn't even know what the system is.
He never got into this. I don't believe he's ever been in the system.
Oh, he wasn't?
I don't know. I don't know.
Let me tell you this.
All I know is that if he can get me out of the system.
His career was going nowhere, and then he got back out of the system, then Silence of the Lambs came out. The rest is history. Now, let's get to this clip here. This is proof positive. We have a group of at least 600 people watching this film. The moment came. The table went over. Let's see what the people think. Take it away.
I'm standing 3 feet away. My back is away.
Do not
touch the table.
The money, listen to me. I was instructed, I'm not allowing you to have anything on the table, because the money man for this movie is coming. He sees something, he's going to fuck it up. The best way to impress him is to show him this beautiful table.
One more bottle.
See, everybody said Perry knocked over the table.
If you guys got eyes, you could see right then and there.
Why don't you buy us some eyes like American hero Casey Ryback / Cookie Caramello?
You mean my father, Sonny Caravello.
That you bought eyes for.
I paid.
That's who he's talking about.
A big chunk of change for his eyes.
Anyway.
Let me ask you something. Was the second one 50% off?
Yeah, how does that work?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Shut the fuck up. Just don't be rude. That's ignorant. That's disgusting.
How is it disgusting or rude or ignorant?
Look, my father's no longer with us, okay?
So we should be saying, eyes without a cookie. Perry likes getting nookie.
From a real woman, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Your dude nookie.
Linda Johnson.
Yeah, we've heard Victoria that name a million Evans. Times. Oh, okay. We got to get back to the show and these clips. Now, one of the great things about the Windy Weekend is after the movie that we had, the face of ABC Television, our pal, one of the producers of Windy City Heat, Jimmy Kimmel, held a Q&A. And it was pretty fun.
Super fun.
And not only was Jimmy Kimmel there, the director, Bobcat Goldthwait, came up
with
this.
Which was also nice.
It was wonderful. The people had a great time there. Mm-hmm. There were celebrities throughout the entire audience. And so now it's the Q&A time. Now, this has never been heard. Not much has been sent out on the internet as of yet. But here we go. This is the entire Q&A right after the movie or the screening of Windy City Heat. Say, take it away. Wait a minute. Before we get to that, is that a phone call?
What?
Could you send that call through for us, please?
Hello, hello, hello. Is this where I sign up for the Windy Weekend 2, The Reckoning?
Oh, hey, Mr. Adams.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Or should we call it The Retribution? Yes, that would be more apt.
Hey, where were you this weekend, Mr. Adams?
Well, listen, let me tell you what happened. I feel absolutely dreadful, dreadful. My Windy Weekend was a bust, starting with Friday and Mama's bust in that tube top. Just a disaster. Blew my Friday, if you know what I mean. Then Saturday, of course, the whole miscommunique in the theater at the screening.
What happened to you at the theater?
Well, listen, here's what happened. As you know, I tried to sneak into the theater for the screening late. I was going to surprise everyone. I had mic'd myself so that everyone would hear me. But here's what happened. You know that whenever I'm immersed in total darkness, I take that opportunity to pull out my mini mag light and check myself for pinworms. And also anyone around me. It's my way of paying it forward, playing it forward, very forward, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You got thrown out.
Yes, yes, you did. Everyone did hear me getting thrown out because of the microphones, but listen,
I heard it.
It was dreadful, and my neighbor, whomever it was, certainly whiffed at my pass, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not even sure who it was. It could have been Andy Langley or Manny Daskalos, maybe Hiri Nagasaki or maybe little Johnny Nicholas Trey. Who knows? Who knows? Though I'll tell you something. I bet it wasn't either Rye Rydog or Christy Robinette. Those two never make a peep, if you know what I'm saying.
Didn't even know you knew that.
Where were we? What are we talking about?
Weekend.
Just the weekend, the whole
thing.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, the chili cook-off on Sunday I could not attend due to my whole veg thing I have going on with Morrissey.
Oh, you know Morrissey?
Yes, he demanded I boycott the whole thing. In fact, he gave me a T-shirt to give Walter for him to wear and protest the chili cook-off.
Oh, it was a cool shirt. I wanted to make chili.
I don't really think that was his intention. Anywho's misunderstanding. That was Sunday. Monday, of course, we missed the big ding-dong show because I was, of course, on Mole's super-secret VIP mud shark fishing trip.
What? That's where you
say
went?
Say something. No.
What? You didn't go? No.
Improvise
what
something.
I'm thinking.
Improvise something.
What happened, Mr. Adams?
Say something. Like what? Improvise what? If only life was scripted, I could think of a way out of this.
Say a joke.
Yes. Like, say, where did Mr. Mud Shark keep his money?
In the sandbank. Quit talking about mud sharks.
I am stopping. Listen, indeed. Quite.
So,
toodles.
Quincy went shark fishing on Monday, huh?
With Mole.
Yeah. Mole pretended that he was sick.
Is he still on
you
the phone?
You lying bastard.
Is he on the phone?
Quincy, hello?
Did he hang up?
He hung up.
So that's where you were.
You fucking prick.
What? Listen, there were a couple of VIPs who asked if there was a thing
blah,
that was
blah,
in,
blah, blah, blah.
Just the tides were just hitting. There was a whole school of mud sharks coming
blah,
in.
Blah, blah.
And we just had to hit it. And the captain was like, we're heading out, man. We're getting on this boat. Are you with us? And so I grabbed a couple VIPers. And listen, I honestly really thought Nikki Perez was going to be there for me on this boat. No show.
Yeah, let me ask you this. It seems like you have a little crush on Nicole.
Oh, cut it out, you. I miss all our fans, especially Nicole. But I miss her. Come on.
Nicole Perez plus Mole.
Come on,
Nicole
cut it out.
Nicole Perez plus Mole.
Cut it out, dude.
She was hanging out with Tom Brennan, though.
Yeah, those two have something going on,
yeah,
too.
She was definitely hanging with Tom.
I tell you what, she's a heartbreaker. And watch out, Tom.
Well, I think Tom's so engulfed in his publicity work, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, he was doing a great job with it.
I think you got to get Tom to get you the role of Casey Ryback.
Who's that?
US 3.
By the way, what you missed on Monday, you missed Perry actually masturbating through his pants, touching his penis.
Because of what Nicole was doing to me.
Not Nicole.
I mean Jessica. Jessica.
Yeah, you were pretty outrageous.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You should have done that when we were shark fishing. Maybe we would have got more mud sharks.
Anyway, let's
put
this in.
Bait.
All right, hold on. Let's get back to the clips. And this is one.
My dick is not a worm.
What did I just say? What did I just get done saying? So and then you want to throw in your dick is not a worm. Not funny, doesn't add to the show in any way.
Take two, do it again.
Hey, no, we're not going to take two. This is all not scripted. We just do it. Let's take it away. After the movie, Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, there you have it, Windy City Heat. Perry, come on up here. Here he is, the star of Windy City Heat, Perry Caramello, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Good to see you, Perry. Have a seat. The director of the film, Mr. Bobcat Goldthwait. Perry's best friend in the whole world, Walter Malinsky, Mole.
Are these on? Yes, they are.
And the man who began this nonsense, Mr. Don Barris, Simply Don.
Are you
Well, first of all, I just want to mention, in case you aren't aware, that today is October 12th. It happens to be exactly 10 years ago today that this movie was released on Comedy Central. Yeah. And I want to ask, and Perry, I want to ask you, how has your life changed since October 12th, 2003?
It's been crazy.
In what ways?
It's been crazy, but I'm looking for something better.
What do you mean?
Me too.
What do you mean by that, Perry?
I'm looking for Windy City Heat, too.
There's some toilet paper on you.
What's that?
There is toilet paper on you.
There's some guys with a squirt gun that stopped.
Some people behind me were just a bunch of assholes shooting paper.
Every time anything sexy happened, it got hit with dude juice.
And I thought it was Don and Mole.
So how has your life changed since October 12th, 2003? Take us through it. Talk about some of your projects.
Actually, I haven't done anything, but let's not talk about that because it's something I'd rather not discuss, please. I feel very bad, and I apologize last June when we had the last thing, and I want to apologize again.
Thank you, Perry. I appreciate that. Thank you for apologizing. That's very nice of you. Very, very nice. That's very nice. Well, I want to say that I heard, and you can confirm whether this is true, Perry, that you established a scholarship for students at USC Film School who are also looking.
What?
I read that online, that Perry has established a scholarship for.
Perry, scholarship Perry, for Perry, 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 Perry.
I did what?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
You said I established a what?
I'm talking about the scholarship you established that you funded for USC.
I don't remember funding. Just
go with it, dude.
All right. How did I fund a scholarship at USC?
You're a piece of shit. Come on. Keep it
well,
down.
Well, that seems awfully extreme.
It's called respect.
Yeah.
You piece of
raped.
Shit.
Perry was raped. Okay.
I don't know how that fits in right there.
Thank you.
Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank them.
Perry, let's talk about that. You talked about your acting coach, Ivan Marcota. Tell us a little bit about him.
He was such a nice guy. He was this big, big, big badass. I mean, he was like a bodybuilder. But he was such a warm...
You liked him?
Yeah! I respected him. I didn't like him sexually.
Yeah, but you know.
So yeah, I liked him. That's why...
Okay, so you liked
him. That's why I
You should at least pay tribute to him because he recently told the people.
I want to give a big tribute to Ivan Marcota for...
Like, what's the best thing he taught you about acting? Like, if you were doing acting right now, let's say...
I'll be in a scene.
Okay, let's do a scene real quick. Like, you go in a door. Okay.
A little mole play?
Come on, you guys. Okay, like, let's say you knock on the door.
Can we sing? Hold on. Can we sing it? Mole play.
Okay, let's do a little quick mole play. You're a pizza guy, and you're knocking on the door, but there's a sexy lady on the door, and she doesn't have enough money to play. Dan, you're the sexy lady. Scare master, you're the pizza guy. Mole play!
Why does Don
just
always...
Go with it, just
All
go
right.
with it.
Who's there?
I'm the pizza guy.
Oh, come in.
How you doing?
Oh, not bad. I've got some terrible news for you, though.
What happened?
I don't have any money to pay you.
Oh, this is the third fucking time today. Son of a bitch.
Scare master, ask how you can make it up. How could you make it up to me?
How can you make it up to me?
Well.
No, thank you.
So maybe she wants to detail your car. You're delivering it all day.
Yeah, well, this is the
third. But I don't know how I'm going to pay for any of this.
Well, you're
pizza.
Not. I'm out of here.
And you make love, 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 make
love. You'll get hurt.
He's blowing the whole mole play.
And that's mole play.
Nicely done. Bobcat, you've directed a number of films since Windy City Heat.
Yeah.
Got a lot of success.
I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of the greats. I worked with Robin Williams and Sasquatch, and then I worked with Perry.
You have not worked with Perry since that time, though. Why is that? Why has Perry not been in any of your films?
You know, it's not that I haven't tried to get him in there, but a lot of the other cast members don't want to. Basically, they don't want him stealing the scenes. They've seen Witty City Heat.
Is that why I'm in the system?
They know that the camera loves you, Perry.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Are
you saying the camera loves Perry too much?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I think it's not even like, again, it's having a problem with the NAACP. I can't get a rating.
Right. It is hard to get a rating nowadays. Yeah.
When Perry.
Can I kindly ask you a favor? I mean,
sure.
Watch out when he asks a favor.
Whoa, fault for that, Bobcat.
All right, Bob, Jimmy, Mole, Don, as well as my publicist, Tom. You all know...
How many guys are you going to jerk off?
Tom here in the front row next to me. You guys all know that I'm in the system, a.k.a. known as the blacklist of Hollywood, which fucking sucks. I haven't had a good job since we made this a decade ago.
Why do you think that is?
I don't want to get into that.
I think this is a perfect place
subject
to get into
because
it is a Q&A and this is a Q, so give us an A, Perry.
Lawsuit? I don't want to talk about the lawsuit because it's wrong.
Okay, then let me
Perry,
interrupt.
Perry, did it. You? I have a question about Ivan Marcota. Did he ever see the movie?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he did, and he said it was fantastic.
He did. What about Randy Callahan? Now, he was someone that was a mentor to you.
You guys are no longer seeing each other, true?
I want nothing to do with the son of a bitch, and I hope the guy he's in jail or goes back to jail.
So the breakup was less than friendly?
There was no breakup. It was just
but you guys loved each other very much for a little while.
No. It wasn't love. Tell him what it was. Tell him what happened.
Look, I got in trouble for... Stop. Thank you. Now, let me explain what the fuck happened. There was a cute girl on on the commercial shoot that I did for Alvarado Hospital. She was like a Shannon Duarte lookalike from Santa Monica.
Get to the far where you belong, for God's sake.
Hey, is there any part you
guys
would like to
get to? Can I finish what I'm fucking talking about, you guys, please?
I thought you finished in Randy Callahan's mouth.
What was that, Jim?
No. I was not asking about your sexual relationship with him. I was asking about your professional relationship with him.
I did Alvarado Hospital, and there was, like, I think two other... jobs that I did, and then there was a guy.
A little something called Tehachapi.
Yeah, Tehachapi was it, and then there was another guy that worked at that office, and I went with him.
Perry, can I ask you why you were once again late to your movie premiere tonight?
I wasn't late.
What time were you?
I was here like 15 minutes before the. I was right down the block, and then I was told.
But.
Got a point.
Stop dreaming, motherfuckers.
The movie was supposed to start at 7, and then we all waited for you here until 7:40.
I was informed to go over to the parking lot, the Windy City Heat parking lot.
That's what they call it now?
A.K.A. the parking lot behind...
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
A little something. Perry told us not to talk about this, but we all remember when
Perry...
Well,
my attorney, Saul Steinbergowitz-Greenbaum, is here tonight.
Could he take us... Stand up. Saul Steinbergowitz-Greenbaum, everybody. There he is.
Yeah.
Saul, maybe you could help us with whatever's about to happen here.
There was a lawsuit against you from Perry, and you guys gave him money to shut his damn mouth. And
Scam Master feels bad about that.
He feels terrible, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So what we're going to do, what I have in my hand is I have a check from Simply Don, the podcast network, for some of his share of last night's big show.
Oh, this is Perry.
And you see it says Jimmy Kimmel. This is a step in the right direction. There you go. We pass this down.
Well,
You know, I really, that's very nice of you, Perry. It's very generous of you to give me
Wait a second. You're giving him the money you made from the Windy Weekend
all the money
to pay back the lawsuit?
Last night.
That's really nice, Scaremaster.
Give a nice hand for that. He doesn't make a lot of money, but he wanted to give
it all
to Jimmy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now you're not going to bring home any money from the Windy Weekend. You're going to give it all to Jimmy.
I need some pay.
I don't feel comfortable taking all of Perry's money from things. So I'd like to give Perry this money back, if you could just pass that.
That's pretty sweet.
Last night, Perry, you bit a man.
And I'm so sorry for doing that. It was like it was a natural reaction because of the way he was hurting my neck. So I had to stop. I had to stop everything.
I want to ask though: was that part of your dog-based religion?
No, it was the fact that he was hurting my neck, and I had to get it over. And I'm tired. And I was just tired of being, you know, jumped by three guys.
Jimmy, did you see the teeth mark in his arm?
Who did he bite? Terrifying Tim. He's right there.
Terrifying Tim Perpetic, everybody. Come here. American hero, for God's sake.
Tim.
USA.
Yeah, Tim, you got a pretty nasty bite there.
Nice job, Scaremaster.
Sorry.
So... Yes.
Tim, what's that in your hands? Tim, what do you got? What do you got?
What is it? It looks like a poster or something.
Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you guys know we've gotten, since I've been back in this country, made some big strides. In this town, specifically. And I'd like to announce that we're officially in pre-production for a little something called Beantown Heat.
Wow. Wow. Beantown Heat.
I look awesome in that.
Well, can I ask a question? Because Terrifying Tim, it does seem very similar to Scary Perry's movie, Windy City Heat.
I've got only one thing to say about that. Ooh, 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 ooh!
See, he's stealing everything from me.
Wow. Terrifying Tim Perpetic, everyone.
Wow, congratulations to you guys.
Exciting.
I do want to recognize some of the cast that is here tonight, some of the members of the cast. Where is Jiggly Wriggly? Susan B. Anthony, please stand up. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Travis Bickle, where are you? Travis Bickle, please stand up. There he is.
Yeah, 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 you wish.
I am the devil!
Yeah, fuck me just like this guy over here, okay?
Whoa. Speaking of songs, I want to mention two of the singers, Jonathan Kimmel and Cleto Escobedo, who sang Perry's theme, Stone Fury's theme, and the closing theme. Our producer, Lisa, who is here in the audience, somewhat right here. Oh, Lisa, I'm sorry. Lisa could not make it tonight. I want to mention, Jurgi was unable to be here, Perry.
And all right.
Carson Daly was unable to be here because he's a big pussy. I want to open it up to some questions from the audience now. Yes, you right here in front. And speak loudly so everyone can hear you.
Bobcat ever wish that he could have had Carson in the picture?
Do I ever wish that I had Carson? No. I love what Perry did.
Thank you so much.
I think Carson would have taken it in another direction. And I stand. I have nothing to do with Beantown Heat because Perry's not involved, and my commitment is always to be with Perry.
Bob, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for complimenting me like that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's the one guy who seems to be really nasty in your heckles, and when Perry says thank you, when you guys are saying he was raped, and he says thank you, he doesn't mean thank you to that one guy. He just means thank you for mentioning his rape to all the good people out there. I just wanted to make that clear. You know what I mean? That guy,
yeah, again.
That is true.
Guy, again.
Thank you, Bob.
That guy, Bob, he is not supporting your rape, and I think that's disgusting.
Not, exactly. Thank you.
He might have been the guy who raped you.
No, he's not here, is he?
Let me have another question right here. Yeah.
I got a pie. I didn't know. It's
What is he saying?
What is it? It's organic. It's organic pie.
Wow, is it?
Oh, that's nice.
Pie talk.
It's an organic pie.
Oh, is it pie talk?
Pie talk. Pie interview. Oh, throw it up here.
There's a fork. All right, there you go.
Is there any dairy in it? Because Perry's.
Could you eat it before the end of this interview session is done?
I don't know. It all depends on if I'm...
Can Scary finish the pie before the next question is done?
Do you think I can get a... do you think I can get a pie extension if I don't finish it?
Who thinks he should get a pie extension?
Mr. TMZ says yes for a pie extension if I don't finish. Extension.
Wait a minute. In all fairness, who thinks he doesn't deserve the pie extension?
I think he's getting the pie extension.
I think he gets a pie extension. Take it away.
Hit it, Scaremaster.
While Perry is eating the pie, should we take some more questions?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Let's have it right here, yeah.
Jimmy, yeah. I hear you're bootlegging T-shirts. Where can I get one?
There's no truth to that matter. You can speak to my attorney, Saul Steinbergerowitz Greenbaum. Yes, question right there.
I was just wondering if you had, a lot of extra material for the film, and who would I have to give a Randy Callahan to watch that?
Well, first of all, they're called Randy Callahan jobs. There is. The original cut of the film was, 14 hours?
Yeah, 14.
It was a 14-hour assemblage.
And I looked at it and I said, there's not a moment of this that can be cut.
Yeah,
it was down to 4.5 after that.
Like, when we were walking down that hallway for that first audition, and I remembered, because there was a big fire hose in the wall, and I pulled the fire hose in the wall and turned it on, and tried to wrap Perry up in it, and that never made the movie.
Or when the policeman pulled Perry over and got out of a ticket. They let him paddle him.
Perry, you remember that? You got paddled by the police officer?
Which?
Don had the pot in the car, and then you had...
And I put the gun pot.
Don had a gun and
told the cop it was
pot.
Yours?
No, I don't remember.
You got the paddle? You got out of the limo?
Did he like it?
I still don't remember any of that.
He did that one time. Now, please, stop it.
I blew nobody.
Yeah. All right, I think we have another question. Yes.
Question for Jiggly Wrigley.
Oh.
Jiggly Wrigley, a question for Jiggly. Yes.
Yeah. Curious, do you regret not doing the love scene with Perry?
Oh, that's a great question. Do you regret not doing the love scene with Perry?
Stand up and answer that question.
I'm now married, and I have a kid, and I have to say
Oh, sorry. Really sorry about that.
Yeah, man, I say thank you.
Take the microphone.
Yes, we have a question.
Listen, Jiggly, that was the sweetest, most warm-hearted thing to say, as well as I respect your marriage. I respect your family.
Eat the pie, dude. Eat the pie while you're talking. You got to eat while you're talking because no one can hear you.
If she offered you sex, he'd still
have
it.
We have a question now from William Randolph Hearst, who is here with us. William Randolph Hearst. What a wonderful video that was that you sent last night to the podcast. Thank you.
Thanks. I feel like this whole thing has sort of gotten spiraled out of control when it was just a simple transaction that I'm just trying to finish up, to reconcile. Your fanny pack looks pretty big. If you have $50 in it right now, then we can settle this.
Perry, why don't you pay the $50 that you owe?
I don't have, I only have like about
$50. I gave you $50 to promote my film.
I don't have but more than 3 singles with me.
You don't even remember the name of my film.
Dude, I have a problem with a
who's
short-term
in my
memory.
Film?
I don't know any of that shit.
You don't have a problem remembering how to sue people or pretending to be a Java host so you can get a wife.
For those
why aren't you baptized? Why don't you cut your fucking hair, bitch? Hey?
Whoa, whoa.
Ow.
Wow.
Save it. Save it. Whoa. Save it for the chili cook-off. Save
oh
it for
my
the
goodness.
Chili cook-off.
William Randolph Hearst is
Save
hurt.
Save it for the chili cook-off.
Sit down.
He is
down.
William Randolph hurt right now.
Sit down.
He's almost unconscious, Perry.
Hold the jacket. Thank you.
Perry.
Sit down.
Wow. One night biting one guy, biting terrifying Tim. Tonight, physically attacking William Randolph Hearst.
Are you okay, William?
It really has been like a trail of terror that he's living. He killed his friend Eric in Big Bear. He killed little Nathaniel. He tried to kill terrifying Tim with his teeth. He tried to kill William Randolph Hearst. He killed Cookie Caramello. He killed Cookie's Eye. He bought, then killed Cookie's
Perry,
Eye.
Just sit down, Perry.
I'm in a
please.
Band.
Oh, could somebody retrieve that microphone from William Randolph Hearst? And if we
William.
Have a, William. We have another question.
William, before you do that, thank you. Terrifying Tim again, the hero. Do you ever do anything wrong, Tim?
There you go. Scaremaster, nice job with the pie, buddy. Nice job. Nice job with the pie. Keep it going, buddy. Keep
I'm
it
glad
going.
That, Perry, this has not affected your appetite in any way.
Go, 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 go. Pie, 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 pie.
Get
pie,
it
pie.
All. Get
go,
it
go,
all.
Go, go, go. Pie, 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 pie. Go, go, go. Pie, pie.
Do we have other questions? Do we have other questions? Yes, right there.
There's a gentleman there. Yeah.
Did you ever get the rest of your rap song, Perry?
Perry?
Okay.
Whoa.
Bust a freestyle, Perry.
Should I answer that or?
No, keep eating your pie.
All right, let's say Kanye, just for the hell of it.
For those of you that don't know, he had paid $500 for someone to write him a rap song, and they wrote you two lines. Give us the two lines. Do you remember those?
No, I don't remember.
Does anybody remember the first two lines of Perry's rap song?
Sing it if you know it.
Stay. Perry. Yeah.
You just have to remember the first two words, and the rest just comes.
Well, yeah. No, I don't even know the song.
Speaking of rap songs, we have something special, right, Don?
You want to watch this right now?
I think so, yeah.
Well, first of all, a guy that has been so good to our podcast world, he came in when we were over at Ace Broadcasting, right there in the second row, Mr. Rucka Rucka Ali from Detroit, Michigan. Stand up there. Rucka Rucka, take a bow.
Yeah, ruckus knuckus.
This is the world premiere.
Yeah, Windy City Heat, 10 years. Let's go way back in the day.
How far back?
Way back. 2003, a new movie came on TV. PI, who just wants to find a stolen fridge. Perry was a kid with a dream in a fake disability scheme. Perry fucked up the audition real hard, so they gave him some part Carson Daly didn't want. John Quincy Adams was only on the phone, but Perry got a boner on the set of Oklahoma's. Perry Caravello cooked some shits. What's that double fucked his bitch? Chilling with the guys munching on Spanish fry. But Perry called another fucking day in paradise. Why was the red bag even? Questions remain from the last 10 years, but one thing stays real motherfucking clear.
Harry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Harry knocked over the table. Harry's not really disabled. Harry knocked over the table. Harry hangs out at the Rainbow. Harry's a fucking dago.
Harry never denied being gay though. Harry sued Mold on Kimmel and Bobcat. Daddy damn near ruined the podcast. You a contract. Says suck my dick and lick my nutsack.
Bitch,
sign here while I come on your tits. Cause I'm fucking your bitch right in front of your kids. The contract signed, you belong to me now. You can run it by Saul Steinberger with Greenbound. Yo, Perry, don't try to fuck with me. Your real name's Kyle, the hand job dicky. You can't get chicks, so you stick in your dick. Inside Wolfie's mouth.
Get off me, sick.
You worship a dog that created the AIDS. When I see you in the street, I'ma break all your legs. Try to fight back with the Javajo curse. I beat your ass worse than William Randolph Hearst.
Harry knocked over the table. I saw it on basic cable. Harry knocked over the table. Harry's not really disabled. Harry knocked over the table. Harry hangs out at the Rainbow. Harry's a fucking dago.
Harry never denied.
expect me to get this part? Breaks in this door, breaks in this door. If you could get me some crap or some poop, when it's good, it's good. The best acting out there is real stuff. It's coming, yeah, just like an orgasm is coming. Sticks and stones will break some bones. Pissing me off, man, it's pissing me off.
I'm a fag, I'm a fag.
I'm gonna be doing a lot of cocksuckers, suckers.
Harry knocked over the table. Saw it on Basic Cable. Harry knocked over the table. Harry's not really disabled. Harry knocked over the table. Harry hangs out at the rainbow. Harry's a fucking Dago.
Harry never denied being gay though.
Wow. Let's hear it for Rucka Rucka Ali, who put that
Rucka
together.
Rucka.
Perry, finish the pie. Perry, finish the pie.
Yeah.
That, I do want to bring that up because that is the one unresolved question from Windy City Heat, and that is, who did knock over the table?
You see, most
right, exactly.
The
so
table,
I'm sitting there, and all like, of a sudden he comes in, he's like, whoa, and he's like, I can't have a thing. It's just scare Perry knocked over the table.
Perry, the question people ask me most about you and about this movie is, besides the obvious question that we all ask all the time, is what does Perry think of all this? What do you think of this movie and everything surrounding it and the fact that all these people came from so far away to see you?
I am... Don't cry.
He's going to cry. He's going to cry.
Would it help if you had another pie?
It's sweet. It's very sweet.
I love you too. Now, I am so honored, Jimmy and Bob and Don and Mo and Mary Jane. And Nick and my Nick and Tom Brennan and my lovable Lisa Marie, who I've loved for since we met on the movie Shoopy. Oh, go fuck yourself, or you pussy. Hey, do you have any fucking emotion, huh? Do you have any fucking emotion? Come on, you fucking prick!
There he is.
Yeah.
That's the...
Come on! Let go of the... Let go
okay,
of the
just sit down. Sit down.
Jacket.
Sit down.
Someone's all hopped up on
sit.
High.
Okay.
I'm not
all right, go
nobody.
Ahead. Okay, go ahead. Give emotion.
Look, when you have what I've gone through in life...
They're not taking you seriously, Perry.
I love you guys. I really love you guys.
Perry, you have been through a lot, and you went through a lot on the set of that film. So what do you think when you watch that movie and you see the many, I mean, really, I've spoken to a lot of actors about a lot of experiences on film sets. I don't think I've ever met anyone had more bad luck on the set. I mean, when you fired the stuntman at an inopportune time.
I almost fired this guy for fucking with me over and over and over again.
What did Dan do?
He just kept fucking with me.
That's not true, Perry.
Called the print shop when I was on the road and when I was working. And then I got in trouble by the print shop. I got fired by my family.
Because of me?
I got fired six times because
the print shop went out of business.
Why did your family fire you before they went out of business? And was your firing the reason they went out of business?
Oh, interesting. No.
It was not.
Great question.
No.
Why were you fired?
Oh, tons of stupid things that I did. Tons of stupid things that I
did. Did you knock over the table?
Admit it. You'd feel free.
I did not. I was, my back was to the table. Mole knocked over the table.
So if your back was to it, you couldn't even see that you knocked over the table.
Right.
How could I have knocked over
Let's
the table?
Let's not play the blame game.
When I was about 3 to 5 feet away from the table.
It's, I left you in charge, Perry, so.
Okay, you want me to take the fucking heat? Yeah. All right. Scary knocked over the table.
It's all.
It's about time, Perry.
Big man. It's a big man.
Wow. I don't know where we can go
now,
from there.
Scary knocked over the table only if Windy City Heat 2 happens.
Are you still an enthusiast for rock bands?
Am I still what?
An enthusiast for rock bands.
I haven't been doing rock concert stuff in so long. It's just been.
How much money did you make during that time?
When I was promoting bands.
Yes.
When I was promoting bands and hosting shows and stuff, I did one real good concert at the Coach House for Leslie West. I mean, I only had 3 days.
That's great.
To book. You know, I had an emergency booking for Leslie. This was back in, my God, I think it was.
How much money did you make?
I lost a lot of money.
You did?
I lost a lot of money, yeah.
Giving those guys money?
Pardon me?
Giving the band's money?
That, as well as a lot of the local bands didn't want to pay for their
enthusiasm.
Sets and stuff.
For the enthusiasts?
Pardon me?
For your enthusiasm.
For your enthusiasm.
My enthusiasm, my booking them.
Enthusiasm is like priceless, first of all.
Oh, thank
cheap,
you.
But don't
I mean,
run cheap.
I mean,
you know,
when you book a concert, it's like $1,000 per band
for the
night.
Yeah, like, we can't go on. Our enthusiast isn't here yet.
Your enthusiast
I know,
is sitting
I've been around
the
rock
stage.
I know a lot of rock bands, and that's true.
Our lead enthusiast, our bass enthusiast.
Is the band the Fallout Boys here?
No, they didn't want to come.
They didn't want to come. Son of a...
And I don't think they're the Fallout Boys. I think it's just one of them.
Perry, you say you're always a businessman and you're always a gentleman, yes?
I try.
And yet you're in anger management classes right now. Why are you in the anger management classes?
Well, actually, I had to miss... What's today? Tuesday? Or no, excuse us, Friday. I had to miss the last one because of...
Who set this up for you?
My psychologist.
Your psychologist said you need to go to these classes.
And when you're in... I've never been. What happens in a... Do they teach you how to get things out? So.
Okay, let's see what it would be like. Dan, you're the anger management teacher. Scaremaster, you want to learn how to be angry. Moplay.
Before we start, do you ever mention us in your therapy sessions?
Occasionally.
What do you say? Well, let's see what you say about us.
All right, let's take it
out. Moplay. And, okay, Dan, you're the teacher. Scaremaster, you want to learn about being angry. Moplay.
Okay.
He's not the teacher normally just
go with the thing.
The
go
doctor,
with the thing.
Not
you're
the
not
teacher.
Talking to me. The teacher's in the room.
Doctor, not teacher.
Okay, so last week you left off on you're doing a big show called the Windy Weekend. What happened during that Windy Weekend? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. And
did you get a lot of chance to meet a lot of fans?
Met a ton of fans.
Did you get a chance to eat any pie?
What was
you
that
go about? To a psychiatrist?
Say that again about pie. The room is so huge, and there's a huge echo in here.
Oh,
that's why
right.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Just kiss the dude.
So
I don't kiss guys.
Now, your therapist sent you to anger management?
Because,
like, what a lot of these people don't know, that you're a kind guy, you're a sweet guy.
Thank you.
And it takes a lot to get you upset. Is the anger management class about working through that so you can get angry?
The anger management is because of my past, and I've been...
Give us an example of one of the exercises they give to you.
How about if I give a better example?
All right. That's exactly what I asked for.
What has happened in some job events.
Okay.
And how I've just flared off at certain people in job events, like you, for example.
So who comes up more in these sessions, Don or Mole?
Mole.
Oh, come on. What did I do?
No, it's because you're his best friend. He's like, my best friend and I did this. My best friend
and I did
that.
Is that because he's your best friend?
Let's get an answer for that once and for all. What did I do if you knocked over the table?
I just took the heat, baby.
Do we have any more questions from the audience? Yes, right back there.
Question for Bobcat. 3 years after you did Windy City Heat, you did a movie called Sleeping Dogs Lie, where a character sucks a dog's dick. Oh, how inspirational was Perry in that
movie? I was not in that movie.
I'd like to say this. Perry has a history of suing people. And I'd rather not say how much or how little he was involved in the inspiration
well
of played,
that movie. Well played, Bobcat. Well played.
Touché.
We have another. Yes, right there.
Perry, how has life been since you came out?
How has what?
Life been since you came out.
Since I came out of where? Hollywood? I didn't go into any guy's ass, you flaming faggot.
He did it one time.
Take
please,
that back.
Stop.
Take that F word back. I take that F word back. I take the F word back.
There's never been any ass play as far as
I'm
I know.
Sorry
right, Perry?
For using it again.
All hand and mouth. Next question.
Jimmy, would you have had Perry on your show more if he wouldn't have upstaged you that time?
Well, that was, it was not, it was, you were not being professional or businesslike when you did do that, Perry. Describe how you upstaged me when you were on the show.
He could take it. He could take it.
Tell him.
Upstaging him.
Right
when
now?
You're on the show. When you're on Jimmy
oh,
Kimmel
when
Live.
I was on Jimmy
yeah.
Kimmel Live
yeah.
and I did upstage you.
It's true. It's true.
Tell him
what happened.
Oh, shit. I forgot, actually. What did I do? What did I...
I think in general it was Perry's capacity for showmanship and pizzazz.
I think so.
You know, that was
early, something called it.
Again,
that was early on when Jimmy was just
and enthusiasm. Starting. Let's not forget enthusiasm.
And that was when and you right, were just starting, and Perry had the chops. You know, he'd been doing it a lot longer, and, you know. I think Jimmy still has a little resentment towards you for that, but...
I apologize.
No.
But now, real quick, as we are, as the five of us are up here, I just... A few minutes ago, did something very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I used the F word that I've been told never to use again in this business. And F-A-G-G-O-T, I'm never going to say that word again.
By the way, Jimmy, can I point out something? I feel a little like TMZ here, but last night, I don't know how many people were there late night after the show closed, but I saw Perry making out with that girl right over there.
Wow. Is that
I
need,
true? Look.
What is the
I
nature
love and
of
respect
your...
Jessica, but I know Jessica's married, and I'm sorry to your husband.
Come on up.
Okay, I'm not gonna make out with a married woman ever.
Are we ready for the costumes, guys?
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's judge the costumes.
All right.
This could go on forever.
So if you have a costume, maybe we should line up and we should have a little parade
stand up
of costumes.
And just come, yeah, right up here in the front.
Come on up
actually,
here.
Actually, walk right up here on the steps, and we're going to have a little costume contest, and we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We'll put our hand over each costume person's head, and then the audience can vote.
Do you want them to come up on stage?
What's that?
You want to come up here?
Yeah, have them all. Everybody come back up.
Come on
stage,
up here. Yeah. Everybody, if you wore a costume here. I thought that was terrifying.
Now, is Perry in this costume? Is this a costume, Perry, or?
My costume is always. Wow.
Perry, you can speak into the microphone you're holding.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Perry, one thing
I,
while we set
I
up
wear
the costume,
is what I, normally wear
I just
when
want
I
to ask.
Can we get in kind of a straight line here, everybody?
Perry, come on up here. Your fanny pack gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it seems like, every year.
No.
Why is that?
Same bottles of pills.
Nice. Comic in the Box is coming up.
Oh, Comic in the Box.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is really going back.
So you want to go down the line and ask everybody who they are?
This
cool.
is going to the DVD extra. You remember this, Perry, Comic in the Box?
Please, I wish I couldn't.
For those who don't remember, Perry, we felt was being discriminated against because he's a big, fat, greasy Italian, so... We wanted, right? We wanted people to
evaluate him based only on his comedy, and so we put him into a refrigerator box, and we cut a hole out of the box, and then Perry did his act, and it really wasn't any better, to be honest.
Should we find out names, Jimmy, or just go right down the line?
Yeah, go right through him, Don.
What's your name? What's your character?
My name is Nasty Nate from Chi-Town, the Windy City, and I am the Caramelli family auto mechanic.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
Okay. That's the one who, with your mom.
Okay, we should go through this real quick. Hi, what's your name? What's your character?
Hi, I'm Matt, and I'm in a baptized Javajo. Oh,
that's baptized right. That's Javajo. Come on up here. Take a step up. Hi.
John Quincy Adams.
Oh, very good. Where is John Quincy Adams?
He was here, but I saw him leave or something happened.
He got in trouble with security, and they escorted him out.
Again? Oh, is that right?
Something happened, yeah.
Okay. Hi, what's your name? What's your character?
My name's Kristen Robinette, and I'm Juan Dez.
Juan Dez. Come on with John Quincy Adams. You see, your name and...
I'm Tony Capo, and I am Don Barris on the set of Windy City Heat.
Who are you?
By the way, all your words.
I'm a Big Three
paper.
Super fan, Prince Vince, and I'm comic in a box.
He's a comic in a box.
A comic in a box. What were you saying, Jimmy? I'm sorry.
I guess you could have made a little bit more effort with the Don Barris. I mean, you don't have the shorts, you don't have the leg warmers.
Thank you, Jimmy. Well, points will be taken away.
There are no testicles hanging out.
In fact,
go sit down right now. You're out of the contest.
Sorry about that.
Trip. Oh, if he would have tripped, that would have helped him.
All right, your real name?
I am David.
And who are you playing?
Hi, I'm Wolfie, everybody.
Yeah.
All right.
Where's Dickie Barrett? Okay, hi, you are?
I'm Kat, and I am Sexy Perry.
Sexy Perry. Did you see Pat Perry?
Did you see this Perry? Take a look. That's you if you were sexy.
Oh, hi.
You like?
She is the ultimate, right?
Does she? Let's find out.
Okay, don't touch her. She's married, okay, for God's sake. You got toilet paper on your back. Your name?
Glenn.
And you are?
I have healthy choice soup and dog fancy and lube. A lot of lube.
And you are Perry. There you go. Okay, you are?
I'm Patrick, and I'm Skinny Stone Fury.
Skinny Stone Fury. See Skinny Stone?
Come here for a second. Could the two of you stand together for 1 second, please?
Wow.
I need
the mirror
that
exercise.
T-shirt.
Do the mirror exercise.
They do look a lot alike.
I just said I need that T-shirt.
Okay, come on over here. And last but not least, you are?
I'm Mole Senior.
Yeah, it's my rogue cop dad. My rogue cop dad.
All right.
Okay. So what is at stake here is tomorrow we are having the chili cook-off, and the person voted with the best costume will get into that for free. Jimmy, you want to take this away?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead, Mo, will you put your hand over each person's head and vote by a sound of applause? Yes, we'll start right there.
Okay, we're going to start with the mechanic who loved Perry's mom.
All right, next.
All right.
Next, we have a Javo dog.
All right, Javajo, you can go sit down.
John Quincy.
Look at how lovely. Look at how lovely.
John Quincy Adams.
Ah, this is too painful. It's just too painful.
Okay. Comic in a box.
Too soon.
Sexy Perry.
Sexy Perry.
Wolfie.
Hey, give me more.
Perry.
Perry.
Perry. Yeah. Mole Senior.
Well,
Jimmy, you're really good at
all
hearing.
I have to say is I hope you guys cook a lot of chili tomorrow.
I haven't started cooking yet. I couldn't be doing that in the morning.
Jimmy, you haven't started cooking your chili yet.
Since you have the best ears here, why don't you tell us who got the most applause?
Oh, definitely Skinny Stone Fury. There's no question about it.
We got a winner. There he is.
Hey, but all you guys are winners. Everybody's winners.
You're all winners. Now get off the stage, all right? Be careful.
Good job. Give them all
Somebody
a nice
help
hand,
the guy
everybody.
In the box. Let's give them a nice hand. Thank
Coming
you guys for dressing up.
Watch
Well, now we've come to Don. Is there any other important business that we need to attend to?
Should we talk about our Fund Anything account?
Yeah, okay, talk about that.
Okay, well, we've opened up a Fund Anything account because what we're trying to do is we're trying to make a reality show. So check us out on our website and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and I just want to, again, thank our director, Bobcat Goldthwait, our great cast, Mole, Don Barris.
Can I say one thing? Brad Morrison, too, who helped edit that. Boy, oh, boy. Like you said, the first edit was 14 hours.
Jennifer Heffler's here. She was one of our producers. Who else?
How about this young man, Mr. Jim Kimmel, who made all this possible, ladies and gentlemen? Put your hands together for this
guy. It's always my pleasure.
If I can say one thing before you say that.
Yes.
We did this for 7 years, and nobody got what we were doing at all until Jimmy came in the picture. And let's just say, God bless Jimmy Kimmel, everyone.
And now,
I thank you.
And now, 15 years later, 300 people have seen this movie, and they're all here tonight.
It is the most watched movie I've directed.
Now,
and that means a lot.
Last but not least, Perry, I want to come to the center stage, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah, you can stand right here.
I'll take the pack for you. I'll take the pack.
Just take it off.
He's trying to help you with the fanny pack.
Let Mole hold your fanny pack.
And I think we should, let's all step off the stage now, everybody.
Give a nice
and
hand,
thank
everybody.
You all for coming here. And we're gonna leave you with the man himself here to say a few words. Scary Perry. The king of Fright Night comedy, Caravello. Go ahead, Perry.
Thank you.
Stone Fury. Unleash the Fury.
I started into this business back in 19...
Part where you blew him.
Lose the jacket.
Okay, folks. I honor you guys so much for coming. I thank you all for being a part of this celebration. It's wonderful that you all came. Just like an orgasm. You all came like an orgasm. Look forward to seeing you all at the next movie premiere. Shut up. You tell me to shut up. Why don't I tell you to shut up? Shut up. Windy City Heat 2. Windy City Heat 2. Windy City Heat 2, the Perry Project. That's what we need, the Perry Project. Hey, tell your mom to fucking stop cooking pasta in a goddamn saucepan. All right, everybody, have a wonderful night. Get home safe, alive, and...
Most people are already at home, Perry.
They left a long.
Most people are already at home.
Oh, all right. Love you. Love you. I love you all. I love you all, and I thank you all again. Good night.
Now on Sunday,
what happened?
Do you want to say something? What are you smoking? What
is no, that? This is in the Q&A.
Yeah, but what? Why is there smoke everywhere?
It's because I lit that thing by accident.
Perry, did he smoke?
What do you think?
I can't hear you with your shirt over your nose. What did you say?
Yeah, he smoked.
You did.
Why don't you ask him not to?
I keep telling him to not smoke and blow it on my face. But oh, he does it all of the time, like it's no big deal. You give me cancer, motherfucker, there's gonna be a sentence.
What?
Well, excuse me, a death sentence.
Quite a threat.
Going your direction.
Now, did you have fun at the movie?
What? Yeah, of course. I had fun for all 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Now Sunday comes. Were you nervous going into Sunday?
What do you mean? Was I?
Well,
nervous?
You have the big chili cookout
it was
at your
all
place,
my house.
Right?
What was nervous?
Hey, how about how much help I gave you cleaning off your table?
You mean how much help you gave me cleaning out my kitchen?
What do you mean?
You gave away all my silverware.
All right, listen. I gave people silverware to eat chili. Now, let me tell you what happened, okay?
You didn't give many of the plastic spoons that I bought.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know people.
No, I didn't know. Yeah, you went into my drawer and you
the
gave
chili
them forks.
Was really. I actually.
You gave them tablespoons. You gave them teaspoons.
Do you have any left?
I've got maybe two. I've got two old forks left. I've got one tablespoon left. And that's it.
May I say something?
You know what?
May I tell you some very good news?
What's that?
And Dan, I know you're aware of this, but since that happened,
did you buy me a new silverware?
Just listen.
Would you just stop? Since that happened, where people wanted to pay tribute to you and took home to share to show everyone mm-hmm. that they were there, mm-hmm. Those forks and spoons have become so valuable on the World Wide Web,
right?
Scaremaster, I was able to get into a bidding war with a Russian oligarch for one of your tablespoons, and I have great news. For $1,270, can you give that to Scaremaster?
Sure, why
thanks,
not?
Thanks, Wolfie. Open that up, Scaremaster. Those things are so pricey now, dude. You can't
there's
get
only one for only one. Spoon.
You can't get a utensil for less than
there's
2 grand.
There's
only
one now. Of these.
They're like 2 grand now. Each one of them is like 2 grand. You're welcome. I just
thank
spent $1,200 on
much.
That.
Now, so Sunday was kind of a crazy day. What time did people start getting over to your place?
They started arriving about 11
for a 4 o'clock meeting.
For about 11 a.m., they started arriving, and
you let them in your place.
Yeah, and then.
Did you offer them something to eat or drink?
Yeah, they got some people brought some 2-liter bottles of pop, and I'm not a pop drinker.
You're not.
I drink Sobe. I drink
pina colada Sobe.
No, not pina. Well, yeah, the flavor pina colada Sobe and the energy Sobe and power Sobe.
Power Sobe would be a good superhero name for you.
We really should get on with the show. I would like to point out something here.
Scaremaster, what are you? He's a power Sobe.
What?
You're part
it's
of
like
the,
a power bottom who drinks a lot of Sobe.
When I got there at 5 o'clock. I was an hour late.
Right.
We had a lot of things going on here.
Yeah, my manager stopped by like 3 times
right.
before you got there.
And by the time I got there, all hell had broken loose. Not only was your resident manager there, Tom, but some woman was there from upper management, from the place that owns
from
the building.
Moss,
right. So they were throwing everybody out. Now, no one had even really been in your apartment as of yet. All the people.
They were starting to throw people out?
They were going to throw everybody out.
They were about to.
But I was able to talk to both of the managers. Well, instead of me telling you what happened, why don't we listen?
Hello there. Hi, how are you? I'm Don.
This is Don.
Michelle.
I heard about you, but I didn't realize you'd be this beautiful. Hello, how are you?
Okay, trying kind of hard, but thank you anyways. I was just talking again. So long as it's a concept floor, it's not causing a nuisance to anyone because it's just too many complaints at this point.
All right, let's get
okay.
over.
Okay, cool. We'll thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Thank you.
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
And I wasn't lying. You are beautiful, so don't think I'm trying to kiss your ass. All right, let's get over here, guys. I'm going to get them in as quick as possible. And if there's one more complaint, then stop it. I'm just telling you, they're no longer here. They're going to be quiet as can be in here. I mean, I understand that. Please, look at me. I'm just trying to take care of something that these people flew across the country to do, to take a picture with this damn trophy.
You've got to be smarter enough.
Okay, I didn't realize all this. I was told it was taken care of.
So, in a way, I saved the day.
Yeah, because I heard somebody say that my apartment manager Tom wanted to talk to you.
Right, and I went out there, and you heard what happened.
Okay. Now I don't know why they don't let me talk to these people.
I don't either.
You were busy in the kitchen giving away silverware.
I don't think that was what he was doing,
and I don't think it was silver.
Now,
plastic.
One of the great moments of the time over at your apartment during the big chili cook-off. Let me have a hit of that. Apple cherry wood tobacco. One thing that also happened there, we were kind of honored to have William Randolph Hearst. I really thought there was going to be a fight between you guys.
Yeah, where did he go? He just took off.
He just took off. I think he may have been drinking a little.
Really?
A little? He drank that whole fucking bottle of whatever it's called.
Well, he might have
a drinking problem. Oh, it was Slivovitz.
Whatever. I just saw the bottle in his hand and
he was drinking Knob
throat.
Creek.
That's it, Knob Creek.
Knob Creek. That way. It goes that way.
Fucking assholes. Fucking assholes.
I'm good.
Barry, you want some of this?
No!
Pass.
Okay, well, let's listen to some of the best of William Randolph Hearst over this day. They interviewed him at one point, and he said what was on his mind, and then, well, let's play this tape.
Hey, this is Tom Brennan. I'm Perry's publicist in Reseda, and I just ran into William Randolph Hearst, who looks to be dressed for a fight, and I just got to say, William, what are you doing here?
I'm here to settle a score. Perry took $50 from me at Sundance to promote my film. He didn't promote it, so you either give me the $50 back or we have a score to settle. And to me, the best way to do that is a duel, a traditional fight.
Well, I'm noticing you have a bit of a shiner, you have a bandage around your head. I mean, do you really want to go back and face this guy? I mean, what happened last night?
I went on stage last night and I said, I want my $50, and I wasn't fighting him, I was showing him how I kick, and I got some pie on him, and the thought of him not having, you know, that pie made him go insane, and he kicked me down some stairs and he knocked me out.
So I gotta say, when is enough enough for you?
Enough is enough is when we have a formal duel. Like, say you challenge someone to a duel, right, and then you were at a shoot 'em up the next day, and there were some bullets going around, and you say, no, okay, we did our duel. No. Duel is 10 paces and blah, blah, blah. Now, we're not doing that, but what I'm saying is I need a formal event with a beginning, a middle, and an end to write off the $50.
Is there any way that you can settle this without violence?
Oh, believe me, I would love my $50.
So all Perry has to do is give you your $50.
Then I'm done.
So maybe you should.
I prefer that. I have a million times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says he doesn't have it. He says he's broke. He says he's starving. The guy's so fucking fat. How could he be starving? But he says, I don't have money for food. I can't give you your $50. Where'd my $50 go, by the way? That's what I wish I could see. We were in Sundance, so, you know, I guess he doesn't really drink. So what the fuck did he spend it on?
What do you think he spent it on?
I bet he kept it the whole time. I bet he didn't spend any money at Sundance. I bet he came back here and he bought spaghetti, like some ragu sauce.
Organic meat.
And, yeah, he ate spaghetti for 3 days longer than he normally would.
Well, good luck, man.
Thank you, Tom.
You want some vaporizer?
How you doing, William? And I'm sorry for kicking you as hard as I did. Because I know I may have hurt you.
He'll bring you the war.
Don't beat yourself up.
Okay.
He'll do that.
Fine.
I didn't want to hurt you or anything, but...
You didn't hurt me. I'm fine.
Okay.
You're quite a kicker. Here's the kicker. Perry Caravello. You know?
Thank you.
Uh-oh. Someone's getting some liquid courage.
Yeah, you know what else? I'm sick of... being treated like a nobody and a loser. I'm a fucking fighter.
You're somebody.
I can do some kicks.
That's right, you can.
I can kick.
We're not doing anything.
I can kick right now.
No. You're here.
Right now.
Dude, save it for the parking lot.
We're go right over there right now.
Listen to me. You're in my apartment. No, I'm wait, not gotta, to be thrown out of here.
Right. So, you're right. You know what?
Shh. Please.
You're right.
Thank you.
You're right. I'm wrong.
Oh, hey, William. William, we got one.
Shh.
Okay, you're a little drunk.
Hey, Perry, these people want to take a picture of your dick. Is that cool?
No dicks. No dicks, please.
Okay, what if. $7. $7. What if he buys a skateboard?
That's right.
Hey, William. William, I know you don't need the money, but people are willing to take pictures of the cock for $5?
Yeah, I'm on a lot of coke,
see,
so
I'm
it's not as big as it should be.
Okay, that's understandable. It's not a big deal.
I hope it's not hard.
Congratulations.
I'm working for every. I'm working for
William.
Every chili
come on,
boat.
Buddy. Come on.
If you pee on my
I'm not
fucking
gonna
dresser,
pee. I'm shaking it out to get blood down there so it looks
definitely,
bigger.
Definitely.
I've seen you do it, dude. Whack.
Okay, let's get
let's
the
have
next.
A fight with a dick.
What's the next guy? Who's next? Can we get another $500 guy?
Get out of here. Get out of here right now.
Okay, we just, hold on, hold on.
Get out of here right
okay,
now.
Okay, he wants to be in the picture. Let him be in one picture. One picture.
Kid stays in the picture.
Stop! Stop!
One second, come on.
That was the deal.
Come on.
There is no fucking deal.
He paid $5 extra. You gotta let him do what he's gotta do. Come on in here.
Go.
Mole, please, so we can get this done.
I'm coming,
Mole,
dude.
Mole, please. Mole, please. Let's play Mole, please.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes Mole.
Mole, please. I'm up. I'm on it.
Let's play Mole, please.
Mole.
Okay, ready? Everybody look at the camera.
Thank God I don't have my knife near me because I'll fucking cut it right off.
Cut who?
Okay, put it here, guys. Everybody put this here.
Big three.
Can you cut my
dick off? Fee, fi, fo, fum. Perry's apartment smells like dude juice.
That was like, funny.
That was fun.
Yeah, but see, okay. listen to me.
Hey, I thought you
were funny. I feel like you want to laugh and you don't laugh.
Listen,
you know he's funny.
Catch me.
You know, you're like, that was funny. But sometimes you know that he's funny, right? Sometimes you know.
Hey, William.
William. Right now. You're trying not to laugh. You're trying not to laugh right now.
William.
You know that he's funny. You know that he's funny. What are you doing to my chin?
I want everybody the fuck out of here! Right the fuck now, goddammit!
No, we
get the fuck
Perry,
out!
Perry, stop. Perry.
I'm sorry.
Perry, quiet.
Not everyone got their pictures. People are still eating chili.
Come on in.
Thank you. It is. It's called chili cook-off.
What the fuck? People going into my fucking files?
You're knocking over your files. That's why it looks...
Good. Jimmy, thank you.
Do you understand when you say you're not making any money, who cares about what's in your files? Do you know how that those words can be hurtful? Now, could you apologize to Perry?
How much does he make on this disability shit? Isn't it like $2,200 a month?
No, it's not $2,200 a month.
How much is it?
I don't, it's none of your fucking business what I make.
Well, I feel like I feel like. But I also think... He's making really good money about an accident that happened so long ago. How's that affecting him today?
Why the fuck am I being harassed?
That's a great question for everybody.
Why the fuck am I being harassed?
I don't know.
Do you have my $50?
No.
Why not? You live in a mansion.
A mansion?
Your fridge is full. You get $21.85 a month from the government. Give me $50. You took my $50.
I don't have it.
How could you not have it, Perry?
Either you sit in my chair over there, or you get the fuck outside and wait for this thing to end.
William, this could be the booze talking right now.
Gabish? Gabish? He's kind of drunk, Perry. It's cool. I don't give a fuck how drunk he is. I know how to handle drunks. Kindly, sit at the chair, at the wall.
I just feel like...
Be a gentleman, or exit.
I just feel like we done...
All right, I don't even know what's going on here, but it seemed like you were going to rape him.
I would never rape him.
Okay, that was a rape whistle, and that's why it was used. Well, you were touching his face a lot, and I thought the next thing was rape. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
No problem. You okay? Perry, you okay? Perry, we got to introduce these clips. It seems like you're getting sick. Are you getting sick? Hey, Perry, are you getting sick?
You motherfuckers better stop that shit.
Okay. Speaking of getting sick, I really got sick on your chili. It seems like every time I go to Perry's house, I get sick. I don't know.
Yeah, why is that, though, Scaremaster?
Then don't ever come over again.
I won't. I don't care.
Thank you.
Well, that's the end of the project. Doesn't matter.
The project's not over.
Well, let's listen to when I got a little sick. Hey, can I get some of Perry's chili? I'd like to give it that a shot. I'd like to taste that if that's good. Yeah, Perry's chili. If that's
Perry's chili, you want Dan's chili.
I want Perry's chili. I've had mine. I know what mine tastes like, and it's damn good.
Utensil?
Thank
Are you okay?
I'm so sleepy, man.
We're almost done.
Chili?
I'm really sleepy, but I'm rocking because this is awesome. This is fucking awesome. Did I ever
Tom, you want Dan's?
Something so warm and beautiful, and I've treated you like shit.
Yeah?
For so many fucking years. Yeah. I kindly would like to ask for you to accept my apologies for all the shit that I've put you through throughout all the years.
No, I'm not going to... No, I won't accept it.
Well, at least you tried.
Thank you. Really? I'm not so feeling good.
Did you get chili? Oh, you ate Perry's chili? You gonna get diarrhea or vomit? You don't look good.
Be careful.
I'm not feeling good.
I threw those out by the
freezer.
I'm not feeling
Don.
Good. I'm okay, man. I'm okay.
Are you gonna vomit or throw up?
Guys, get out of his way.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Everything.
Yeah, you're okay. Okay. You're okay. You're okay. Why the fuck are you walking into my kitchen?
Because
let's
I got
our.
Hey,
give him some room.
Be careful, be careful, be careful.
Some water. Somebody get a glass out
of
the.
Get him on the bed. Get him on, lay down on the bed, Don.
I don't want him in my apartment anymore tonight.
We got everything, Rich. We got.
Somebody get him napkins.
Here,
and get
hold
a glass
this.
Of
hold
water.
This.
Hold this. Oh my God.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Woo. I'm gonna be okay.
Carrie's tissues.
Put that somewhere.
Yeah,
put that somewhere.
In the garbage.
Okay, let Perry get it, because don't touch my vomit, anybody else.
One of the things you did that I thought was really, really rude, and I'm just saying this because I really was kind of upset with you. Mole, do you remember when you brought Perry flowers?
Yeah, I did, and they were the flowers he keeps talking about how much he likes.
Right.
What?
He brought you some flowers.
He picked them out of the front yard and... brought him to me. He didn't bring me flowers.
Yeah, I brought him into the house.
Yeah, from the front fucking
but who
yard.
Who brought him in
you
there?
You don't do
oh,
that
I
shit!
I brought them
you
to
don't
you!
Don't pick up my
I
fucking...
brought them...
Asshole! Asshole! Motherfucker! Hey, motherfucker,
you.
Shut
you
your mouth!
You said you liked
shut
those flowers.
Shut the fuck up!
You're the one
shut up!
Flowers, and I
shut
brought them
shut up, you cocksucker! Shut your fucking mouth! Now, if you,
do you
pick
like flowers,
the flowers
you said
from
you like
my
the
yard
flowers,
again,
okay?
I'll
and I brought you the flowers, and you didn't
and
even read the card.
Body,
so
you
don't
piece
forget
of shit.
Flowers this
you
Valentine's
see,
Day from FTV.
Here's what you just did. You got mad just like you did when he brought them to you. I thought it was a nice gesture, but again, you got mad for no... Well, let's listen to this.
For no reason? Go fuck yourself.
All right, let's listen to this.
I would like to say something to everybody. Perry has been an amazing host tonight.
Yes,
thank
he has.
Thank you.
You got 20, you have money? Money?
I got him something that he said he likes so much. I got him some flowers because he's been talking about how nice these flowers are. So I got him some flowers.
Where'd you get those?
From the front lawn.
You kept talking about how nice the flowers are, how much you like the flowers that are out front. So I got you some of those.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. Let's take a picture with this. Put her there. Hold up the flowers. There you go. Well, guys.
You want me to get you some more flowers?
No. No.
Dude, they have, do you want like a whole tree?
You want the tree?
Do you want like a small tree? It's like. Yeah.
You touch that shit.
Okay.
I kill you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
I kill you.
Let me
you.
Just get through here. Hey, Mole. Can I ask you something?
What happened?
Well, actually, it's more of a statement. Thanks for being great today. Thank you for it was a high pressure job.
I also
thank
you. Want to thank you, Mole.
You like the flowers, Scaremaster?
Mole, please.
You want more?
Dude, no. You touch the stuff in the yard here, and trouble's gonna happen.
Why?
I want no trouble in my
You're
complex.
You're gonna eat the eyebrows. If you just want the flowers, I'll take them.
Though. Did everybody get their?
You want like a, you want a tree?
I've had one of the greatest weekends.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! Right. Thanks for saying that, man.
Right, let me have my pen back, please.
I'll let him have the pen, dude. Let him have the pen. It means something to him.
No. Get out of my
you got
fucking house!
You know, I hate.
Yeah, I brought and I picked the pink ones. You said we have the nicest flowers outside. I picked those nice pink flowers and brought them inside. To you,
you do not.
Yes,
pick.
I did. Yes, I did. I picked.
I know what you did. You fucking
I picked
destroyed.
Them and I brought them into your house for you.
Okay, you're getting upset for no reason. Here's another time during the day over at your apartment that day on the chili cook-off that you got mad for no reason. I'm trying to give a toast for everybody that was there, and you went ballistic. For why? What did I do? Here, let's toast.
Yeah, what
toast.
Did Dan do? And I'm shotgunning beers in the kitchen at that point.
I don't remember exactly.
You don't remember?
What was
all right,
down.
Let's play it. Here we go.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I just do this? Where's Perry? Come here. Perry, I want to do a toast. I want to thank everybody for being here. Hold up some kind of beer or something. And what we're going to do is we're going to toast to maybe the greatest guy I've ever met in my life, the Scare Master.
I hope you didn't shake that.
Oh, shit. Hey! Shit. I'm trying to stop it.
Motherfucker! Motherfucker! Get out of my house now! Get out! Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! All of you! Out of my fucking house!
Can I have a drink of that before I go?
See?
Somebody pissed me off.
Well, you blame me. Because you said, Sprite's getting all over the place.
Yeah.
You blame me, period.
I blame everybody, okay?
Okay. You know, we're just about done with this wrap-up show of the Windy Weekend. After we left your apartment, we went out and the entire group, we met at an abandoned parking lot across the street.
Where the car wash is.
Yeah, across
the street. Next to where Fatburgers used to be.
Used to be. So it was an abandoned Fatburgers parking lot.
Do you hear Springsteen's doing a whole song about it?
He
was in the glow of the Denny's on Reseda Boulevard.
You see, because it's the most famous Denny's there ever was. So I think that's originally why Springsteen picked that subject for the song, but. Well, what was your favorite part of this Sunday?
Rap battle, and also, I hooked into this one mud shark. Not rap battle.
That was on Monday, the mud shark. That was a rap battle between Rucka Rucka Ali and Perry. And do you think you held your own?
Kind of, but
you kind of won. Scare myself
a
little bit.
I'm not
a rapper, but you showed that you can do anything.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Now, this has been on the internet, but let's hear it on the audio. This is Perry's rap battle with Rucka Rucka Ali.
Take it
away. Somebody give me a beat. Perry Caravello is a bitch-made fag. He couldn't suck his fucking way out of a dick-shaped bag. Stupid motherfucker, and you fatter than shit. I'll leave you bruised and contoured, all better than spit.
Rucka's a fool. He acts like he's black. If he had his own weenie, he'd go up Don's crack. Ow!
Oh, shit. Yo, Perry, your fridge ain't got bottles of water. I'm heating up Texas to visit your daughter.
She don't live in Texas, baby doll.
Make it rhyme with doll.
How the fuck would you know where she is?
Military, baby!
Wrap him up, Perry! Go, Perry.
How do I know where my daughter is?
Come on! Come on.
Do you need a beat?
Just do it. You're from Detroit! The Motor City! You're as white as a ghost! And Don, too! And I have no pity.
Yo, your little girl is fighting for freedom in Afghanistan while you're jerking off and sucking off Randy Cannon.
You think you're all gay and funny and all hot and sunny. But let me tell you something, sweetie pie. You wish you were with a guy like Kyle Dickey.
Yo, Perry, you should have known better than to stop the shit with me. Your style is faker than your fucking disability.
Oh! there you have it.
It's nice that you didn't turn to a lady during that.
Yeah.
I thought Kyle Dickey did much better than Perry.
Yeah, yeah, Kyle Dickey
coming. Was really good when he did turn into the Kyle Dickey.
Oh, you like Kyle Dickey, don't you?
Who doesn't like Kyle Dickey?
It's the most realistic to you.
Why do you say it's...
Because when you look at your personalities, it's like that's really who you are, you know?
I'm not gay,
no, you're Kyle Dickey. You're Kyle Dickey.
Everybody loves the character Kyle Dickey more than any other character you do. I'm just telling you.
Well, because everybody's gay.
Well, that was quite a journey through the windy weekend. For the people that were here, I think you have lasting memories. Am I right, Mole?
Yeah, most of them. But you know what? The brain is a degenerating machine. You don't really, nothing, it just starts to lose, everything loses its luster.
Oh, look for Death Squad, because then you can actually see the podcast from Monday night. That's going to be coming out on Vimeo very soon.
Episode number 42.
42. So watch for that. And that was quite a night too, Perry.
Monday night.
You met a girl that's married, but you have no problem.
You have no problem. Jessica's a nice person. It bothers me to be involved with a married girl, yes.
But you'll still do it. You'll
after
still
what
it.
You did, not... you killed Mike Majestic.
Oh, God.
You fucked his wife and then you killed him.
I didn't kill the guy.
Right, really? Where is he now?
He's dead.
Right.
But you're blaming me for it.
Another
no.
in your stack of cordwood bodies.
Well, we should say goodbye.
Fuck yourself, if you piece of shit.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on SimplyDon1 on my Twitter, SimplyDon on the Facebook, and the other shit, SimplyDon1 or SimplyDon, who knows. Well, how can they get in touch with you?
I have Walter Belinsky at Facebook, and also you can reach me at just Wally@RyanSeacrest.com.
Perry?
Perry.Caravello on Facebook, ScaryPerry818 on Twitter. Or you can email me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com.
Now, instead of us closing out tonight, remember, you can catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store. Monday nights, the Ding Dong Show, 10 o'clock. To close out, instead of us doing Big Three, why don't we go back to the last moments in that abandoned Fatburger across from Denny's in Reseda.
Neath the Denny's sign behind the old burned out Fatburger.
Bruce Springsteen, thank you. maybe it's Bruce Springsteen and Tom Waits.
They did Jersey Girl.
They sure did. So let's take that away with the entire group giving our last Big Three.
Big.